This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Underscoring the need for public service to keep pace with a rapidly transforming world, the Prime Minister highlighted that India is advancing swiftly amidst fast-changing global systems and must continuously update its governance machinery. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message yesterday while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptaha 2026. The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptaha started from yesterday. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Parliament has passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after Lok Sabha approved it yesterday with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill provides for 50% of the posts in the CAPFs to be filled by a deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts to be filled by a deputation in the rank of Additional Director General, and all posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by a deputation only. The Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through decriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted in drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in the Parliament. Meanwhile, the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed in the Parliament after Rajya Sabha approved it with a voice vote yesterday. India has condemned the recent attacks on UN peacekeepers deployed in UNIFIL and called for ensuring their safety and security. Briefing the India New Delhi External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India seeks accountability for crimes against peacekeepers as one of the largest and longest-serving contributors to peacekeeping. The spokesperson said New Delhi is in touch with Iran and other countries in that region for unimpeded and safe transit for Indian ships carrying LPG, LNG and other products. He highlighted that six Indian ships have been able to safely cross the Strait of Hormuz and India continues to be in touch with relevant parties. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for the thunderstorms and hailstones over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for the next 2 days. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms and lightning over West Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Vidarbh, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Telangana and the northeastern states today. Similar conditions will prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Nahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal will experience hot and humid weather during the next days. In the Indian Premier League cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 227, KKR were bundled out for 161 in just 16 overs. Earlier put into bat, Hyderabad scored 226 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.